The first of these is the perfection of generosity. And it's not something that we should do. It is simply a universal law. Opening to generosity means opening to freedom and to joy. Freedom, because giving means letting go. Easy come, easy go. It's like that story I often tell of the wealthy man who died leaving this huge estate, and somebody said, well, how much did he leave? And the answer was, why, everything, of course. I mean, how much does one leave, right? So the idea of giving is the freedom that we don't own it anyway, and so why not play with it and offer it? And the joy of giving, in this way, I would ask, do you know a really generous person who's unhappy? There's a tremendous joy that comes in giving to others. We are given so much, our bodies, food, water, sunlight, rain, air to breathe, the plants of the earth that support our life, the bees, the earthworms, the ants, all those things that make it possible for you to be alive. You couldn't live without the bees and the earthworms and the ants. I mean, look in our supermarkets. They're like the food for emperors. The warmth of the sun, the warmth of our clothing from the plants and animals. I mean, even your kind of polyester with trees at one time, you know, it came from the sunlight and made the trees and then turned to oil and thereby became oil products. So there's a joy in receiving, being held as we are, and a joy in giving. Think for a moment of a generous benefactor that you have known, who gave to you time, love, respect, money. And as you remember them and bring them into heart, think as well how joyful they must have been to be able to see you and honor you and give to you the blessing of their being able to give. There's tentative giving, it's called, the first steps. Well, I'm not sure if I should give this away. Maybe I'll need it. I should put it in the attic. And then, oh, all right, better to give it away than keep it. And then there's brotherly or sisterly giving, when you give and share whatever you have in a more open way. You kind of learn to do that. And then it's called kingly or queenly giving, when it comes in certain moments that the joy of giving is greater than possessing anything, and so we give of the best that we have. It's not to say one is better than the other. Each day or each moment we find ourselves in one or another of those circumstances, but to feel how each one becomes bigger and more open and happier in the heart. Like Rumi, Lord, the air smells good today, straight from the mysteries, within the inner courts of God, a grace like new clothes thrown across the gardens, free medicine for everybody. Face to face with a lion, I grow leonine. Walking out of the treasury building, I feel generous. Anyone still sober in this weather must be really afraid. So it's the spirit of tentative giving and sisterly, brotherly giving, and then the regal, royal giving, the pleasure of giving to others. So Gandhi was asked, how do you do so much? What motivates you to do so much for the people of India? And he looked quizzical, and he said, I do it all for myself, madam. It is not for India. What I do is for myself. Remember the story I told earlier in the year of Ram Dass, who is now back home, as I mentioned last week, after being in hospital and rehabilitation for several months now from his major stroke. And when he was first in the hospital, the friends and people were trying to send things, and he works with this Social Ventures Capital Network, conscious business people, for some years, and they all wanted it. What does he need? Money, things, how can we help him? And Jai, who was taking care of him, said, no, we have everything we need. Don't send any more flowers, please. But then he thought about it, and he called them back, You know, the people who run the body shop and Ben and Jerry's ice cream and these other things. And he said, yes, send whatever you would like. Send ice cream, send lotions and unguents and potions and things, and send them to the staff of the hospital. So pretty soon trucks began pulling up and unloading ice cream and lotions and potions and all these things. And the nurses and the aides and the doctors all got these things, and they were all so happy. And they said, who is this coming from? Oh, this man up there. Ah. And all of a sudden, Ramdas was treated very well. So you hear the joy of generosity. As Daniel Berrigan wrote, sometime in your life, hope that you might see one starved person, the look on their face when the bread finally arrives. Hope that you might have baked it or bought it or even kneaded it yourself. For that look on their face, for your meeting their eyes across a piece of bread, you might be willing to give a lot, suffer a lot, or even die a little. So that's the first quality of the heart, of our natural Buddha nature, when we let go.